Do you like chicken? Do you really, really, really like chicken? Do you like chicken as much as Jimmy Buffett likes the beach? If so, the Cheesecake Factory is your perfect restaurant. Each of the chain's 200 locations offers 85 different chicken dishes. Unsurprisingly, given how many chicken dishes alone it includes, the menu itself runs 5,940 words long. That's more than 11% of the book you're about to listen to. You might think that's too long, but for the Cheesecake Factory, it's just right. Why? Because the vastness of the restaurant's menu is so unusual that it compels conversation among its patrons. Menu breadth is its secret customer acquisition weapon. It hides in plain sight, in the hands of each and every diner. The menu at the Cheesecake Factory is a talk trigger, a built-in differentiator that creates customer conversations. Every day, consumers comment on the remarkable menu variety with a combination of bewilderment, awe, and frustration. Twitter alone produced a cross-section of commentaries about the Cheesecake Factory menu, and they ride along the digital winds like a smartphone-enabled messenger pigeon, spreading the word about the brand's core differentiator to many thousands of potential new customers. Christopher tweeted, "I've been to the Cheesecake Factory 100 times, and I still haven't made it through the menu. Hashtag Cheesecake Factory." Austin tweeted, "The Cheesecake Factory menu? It's like a very weird book. It's the Ulysses of menus. People say they've read it, but no one's really finished it." And Greg tweeted, "What book do you want to see made into a movie? I want to see the Cheesecake Factory menu." Like extravagant sunglasses at an Elton John concert, the menu is such an iconic part of the Cheesecake Factory experience that some customers refer to it that way. Cece tweeted, "My mom just said we should go to the gigantic menu, and my dad was like, I hope you mean Cheesecake Factory." The menu's benefit to the Cheesecake Factory's business is massive. Financial filings for the public company show that it spends just 0.20% of its total sales on advertising. Darden Restaurants, a major competitor, operates Olive Garden, the Capital Grille, Yard House, and several other dining brands. Darden is roughly 3 times larger, but spends 1,799% more on advertising as a percentage of sales. In real dollars, Darden spends $268 million per year more in advertising than does the Cheesecake Factory. The Cheesecake Factory doesn't have to buy awareness because its menu is remarkable enough to compel patrons to tell their friends, which in turn creates new customers. When you commit to a talk trigger like the Cheesecake Factory menu, that difference creates conversation that clones your customers, bringing you new revenue for free. Researchers David Godis and Dina Maslin found that a single word-of-mouth conversation by a new customer leads to an almost $200 increase in restaurant sales. When that occurs repeatedly, you end up with the Cheesecake Factory, a multi-billion dollar company that barely pays to promote itself, despite operating in a category that typically requires heavy advertising. The right kind of talk. You might be wondering, how often do customers really notice talk triggers? And more important, how much do these differentiators actually get discussed? After all, an operational strength that doesn't encourage conversation may grow repeat business from the original customer, but it does not create new customers at little to no cost. This pass-along effect, when customers tell your story almost involuntarily, turning themselves into volunteer marketers, is what makes word of mouth so delightfully impactful for companies that possess a talk trigger. To better understand the impact of the Cheesecake Factory's talk triggers, we partnered with Audience Audit, a respected provider of consumer panel research, to identify hundreds of adults who had dined at a Cheesecake Factory location within the prior 30 days. Respondents were asked, "Have you ever recommended the Cheesecake Factory to someone who was not specifically asking for recommendations just because you are particularly pleased with your experience?" Among them, 66% had. Perhaps even more impressive is our research finding that more than 9 in 10 customers discuss the Cheesecake Factory when directly asked for restaurant recommendations. Respondents were asked, have you ever suggested the Cheesecake Factory to someone who was specifically asking for a restaurant recommendation? Nearly every patron of the Cheesecake Factory becomes an advocate when the opportunity arises.